You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Back with Brad King talking about multivitamins. Now, Brad, obviously, anytime I go into like a drugstore or a health food store, the multivitamins seem to be selling fairly well. Are there any statistics on how many Canadians or how many North Americans take multivitamin supplements?
Oh, absolutely. I believe it's well over 60% of adults that are taking these multivitamins, and I'm not as sure about the children's statistics. I would believe that probably close to 50. It might even be a little higher if parents are giving their kids these multivitamins. And here's the interesting thing. No parent in their right mind would ever do anything intentionally to harm their children. That is just a fact. However, because of a lot of the misleading advertisements for these types of supplements, parents are giving their kids these, you know, they're very inexpensive, a lot of these supplements. And in a certain case, you do get what you pay for. You have to keep that in mind as well. So, you know, if you're buying supplements that are, let's say, half the cost of something that someone else is telling you might be a little higher quality, there's a reason for that. There's, you know, very low cost of acquisition when you look at synthetic vitamins as opposed to food-derived. Food-derived is a very expensive process. That's why you don't find these big companies doing it. They just don't make as much money. So, yes, the majority of people are giving their kids these supplements. They're taking these supplements themselves, but they're never stopping to really ask the questions. And one of those simple questions would be, if I was to present to you, you know, an organic salad with, you know, maybe something like organic chicken breast or shrimp or, just something that is unprocessed, and then I showed you a sandwich with bologna that was 100% processed, and I just said, listen, it's not about your taste buds. Which one do you think would be healthier for you? And let's face it, 99% of the population would say, well, you know, I may not like it, but the salad is going to be healthier because it's unprocessed. Why do we not look at our supplements the same way? When we're taking overly processed synthetic isolated supplements with these fillers and binders and coloring agents and, you know, all of these problematic ingredients that should never be in there, they're not healthy for the body. So why would they be in a health supplement? We allow ourselves to take these overly processed concoctions, and we think we're actually being healthier for it. But some of the research is pointing in a different direction. It doesn't really work that way. Your body cannot be as fooled as we think it can be. Your body knows the difference. It knows the difference between a biologically inactive substance and something that is active that would come from food or living food. The synthetic nutrients really don't have as high a bioavailability, meaning they don't get in the body, they don't get distributed, they don't get utilized as effectively as a food-derived vitamin would be. And they're different in their functionality, right? These vitamins and minerals are the nuts and the bolts of our cellular system. So if they're fractions of what a natural vitamin is in food, then they can't do their job, and your body is trying to compensate for that. Let me give you a quick example, just so people understand. If you were to look at an apple only contains roughly 5 to 10 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, if you compare that to the vitamin C that you're taking, you're probably taking a dosage of at least one capsule, which is probably 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid, isolated vitamin C. But the research actually shows that in that apple, even with 5 to 10 milligrams of vitamin C, it actually has the antioxidant equivalency of 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C taken in that capsule form, only it's in a natural form, and that's because of the synergy of all of those other ingredients, which we call micronutrient cofactors that are found in foods like apples and, you know, all of these other wonderful foods we should be eating.
Now, you had said earlier, you figure, and I think the stats you said were showing about 60% of adults take multivitamins. Are there any stats that show how many adults actually need to be taking multivitamins?
Well, that's a really good question, and that depends on a lot of factors. Where are you living? How are you living your life? Are you a healthy person overall? Are you stressed? I mean, stress has a very big way of impacting the body physiologically and biochemically. It can rob us of a lot of these nutrients. The majority of adults are on medications, and there's a lot of research out there that shows that many of these medications and many of the side effects that are associated with these pharmaceutical medications are because of creating nutrient deficiencies in the body. So, you know, if you're on any kind of a medication, I would speak to a natural doctor, do your research online, and try to find out, you know, what you could be devoid of from those medications and maybe what you should be supplementing with in order to offset any of the potential side effects, because most of these drugs do have side effects. So, you know, if you ask me, in today's day and age, we don't live in a perfect world. We're not on some mountain somewhere, meditating with a yogi. I think the majority of the population needs these supplements. You know, I'm someone who exercises every day. I try my best to practice stress reduction. I'm not a saint by any means, but I absolutely realize that I need these supplements because of the high stress load I'm under with what I do and my work and me working out and all of these things. So if someone who is as diligent about their health as I am, and I need these, the majority of the population really probably could benefit, but once again, from properly formulated food-derived multivitamins.
So now, multivitamins, different vitamins included in the same package, if you will. I'm thinking vitamins probably have different toxicity levels even. Like taking too much of anything is not going to be healthy for you. How close do you have to watch the levels of the different vitamins in your multivitamin to make sure you're not maybe overdosing on one of them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And once, you know, we're all individual, everyone has their own needs for specific amounts of these nutrients. But once again, you have to look at how we developed. You've got to go back in time because the inside, it's the same machinery, right? There's one mechanic. You can call that mechanic God or nature or whatever you want to call it. But the point is, inside, the machinery has not changed in well over 100,000 years. The food has, the fuel has, what we're putting in. We're not putting in real food fuel into the body anymore. We're putting in junk. You know, we're putting in all of this stuff that the body doesn't really understand what to do with. And this is why we're understanding that a lot of the cancers that we're experiencing are environmental and dietary related. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is very largely a man-made disorder that can be corrected the majority of the time with proper diet, with proper food, not going on a diet, but watching what you eat. So a lot of this is really diet related, and the nutrients, as long as you're getting the nutrients in a food-based form, you don't really need that high a level. I created a supplement a couple of years ago, which we only have 50% of the RDAs per serving, but the point is, every single one of those nutrients, and there's 21, by the way, in this product, they are in a 100% organic food-derived form. They actually come from 25 certified organic foods. And to further enhance a formula like that, what I do is I add back a shelf-stable, human-based probiotic, because a lot of us are very deficient in the good bacteria within our system. And that good bacteria is responsible for our immunity. It's responsible for our ability to digest food. It controls inflammation. And believe it or not, the amount and the type of bacteria we have in our gut actually affects how we think and how we feel. So we call those psychobiotics because they affect the brain chemistry in a very positive way. And all of these are put in a formula. My formula is actually called Samura Organic Complete. People can find out information at samura.ca, S-A-M-U-R-A-W. But listen, whether it's mine or another formula, make sure it is 100% natural and derived exclusively from food. And once again, if you can find a nutrient formula that is organic, that's even that much better.
So that is the key, if you feel you need multivitamins, is to look for those labels, 100% natural, 100%, and if it can be organic, even better.
Absolutely. And be careful because, listen, these companies are very smart. There's some companies that use yeast. Not that yeast is so problematic for people, because it's not for the majority of people. But, you know, what they do is they'll take synthetic nutrients and feed it to the yeast and call it all natural. And that to me is like basically I'm taking one of these synthetic vitamins you buy from a pharmacy and eating an organic salad and saying, well, I just covered all my bases. It doesn't really make sense. So look for yeast-free if you can. Look for plant-based. Look for 100% natural. Make sure there's none of those, acetates, bitartrates, chloride, gluconate. If your grandmother can't pronounce the foods that are part of your multivitamin, there's a pretty good chance it's synthetic.
And I guess if you go into, especially like the health food stores and stuff like that, if you're confused by all the different multivitamins they've got, just talk to somebody there. They'll be able, if they can't do it themselves, they'll find somebody who can help you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and this is true for some of the health food stores, but they're inundated as well. So they're following a lot of what they're being told by the marketing out there. They're certainly better than, going into the majority of the pharmacies and asking, the average pharmacist about a vitamin because, they'll normally take you to a synthetic vitamin. Not all the time, but the majority of the time. So, do your own research. Make sure that these are like real food fuel-based, food-derived, once again, 100% natural, not natural, 100% natural. And if you can find organic and, if you can find a supplement with no fillers, no binders, nothing synthetic in it, no coloring agents, and no sweeteners or flavoring agents, that's really the way to go. And you may not be the most popular multivitamin on the market. Like my Samurai Organic Complete, it's not the best-selling vitamin by any means. But that's because we've acquired this taste for things that are, highly sweet and artificially flavored. And it's not for everybody because there's no flavoring in a formula like this. It's designed to actually give you the nutrition the body is designed to take in and nothing more. That's why you're paying your good, hard-earned money on these multivitamins. Make sure that you're going to get something positive from them. You're not just wasting your money. And for me, I would never take a synthetic-based multivitamin, especially one that's flavored, has sweeteners. I wouldn't give my kid anything in a gummy, not the greatest thing for their teeth. Give your body and give your kid's body something clean, because that's what we're designed to take in. Gluten-free, yeast-free, no synthetic nutrients, soy-free if you can find it, no added colors, flavors, sweeteners, preservative-free and dairy-free. And that's what you should be looking for, the cleanest supplements possible, because, listen, you're spending your money to get a little healthier. At least do it the right way.
Brad King, we got to wrap it up. Thank you very much for calling in and talking to us about multivitamins.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And once again, if anyone wants any more information, S-A-M-U-R-A-W, samurai.ca.
Thank you very much. Time for another quick break, and we'll be back with more.